During next year's legislative session, lawmakers may battle over how much authority health departments in the state's major metro areas have to enact county-specific regulations. But as WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, local health leaders are defending the role they've played in managing the pandemic.
Tennessee law gives six county health departments, including the one here in Shelby, the autonomy to issue their own health mandates. That's why these counties were exempt from Governor Bill Lee's order this week that lifted COVID regulations on businesses and crowds in the rest of the state. But Speaker of the Tennessee House, Republican Cameron Sexton, is pushing back, saying these independent health authorities have too much power, and he intends to challenge it when lawmakers reconvene at the General Assembly next year. At a press conference Thursday, local health department director Dr. Lisa Haushalter said urban areas have traditionally needed and been granted broader discretion when it comes to public health.
It's important that the local metros have the ability to act quickly when there is any threat to the public's health. And so that's why we've historically had that level of autonomy.
Shelby County health officials are using that autonomy as they consider further lifting business restrictions as new COVID cases trend downwards. Last week, bars reopened after months of closure. New rules could allow them and restaurants to stay open later and could expand the number of people allowed at sporting events. Officials say these decisions will come early next week. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.